Welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. Stay tuned for some announcements, some singing, and some preaching from God's Word. Good morning and welcome to Hold Fast, the radio broadcast of Christ Fellowship Bible Church. My name is Steve Willing and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. I want to thank all of you for joining us this morning on the program. It's good to have our regular listeners and those that you may be coming on for the first time. Thank you very much for joining us today. We're very appreciative of all of our listeners. Again, my name is Steve Willing, and I pastor Christ Fellowship here in Marion Station, and our Sundays begin with our worship service that starts at 10 o'clock. We'd love to have you come today. We have some singing, praying together, the preaching of the Word. We have a good time in song and in worship, and just enjoy the Lord and thanking God for all that He is and all that He's done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. We also have nursery available throughout the entire service, and we also have children's church that begins about maybe quite about halfway through. Once we finish singing, we let the kids go back with their teachers and aides, and they have a time of scripture reading and doing some crafts and things at times. So come out and join us this morning. We would love to have you today. And we start at 10 o'clock. Streaming on Facebook starts at 10:45, right around that. This evening we'll be back at 6 o'clock for our evening worship service. We'd love to have you come out for it. It is more of a modified version of our Sunday morning. On Sunday mornings, we've been going through the book of Daniel, and on Sunday nights, we have been going through the book of Jude. So we would love to have you join us this evening as well. That starts at 6, and streaming on Facebook starts around 6:30. Also, keep in mind that we have our school send-off picnic that is coming up. That's going to be August 20th. We got it all geared for the kids. That'll be a big day, and we're looking forward to that. So come out and join us. We'll have plenty of food to eat. The water slide for the kids, we'll keep that rolling all day, so that'll be a good time. And even if you're not a member, you are welcome to join us. Even if you just want to get a feel for how things are here at the church, please feel free to come out. That's going to be August 20th at 5 o'clock right here on the church grounds. We've got our fall festival coming up in October. Looking forward to that, and I'll bring you up to speed more on what we've got going on there. And that's about it. We will be starting our Bible study back up after Labor Day. Right now we're off for the week. We have our Tuesday evening Bible study that starts at 6:30. But we're off for right now, and then we'll be starting back up that week after Labor Day. So looking forward to that. Well, with all that, we are going to turn our attention to the fifth chapter of the book of Joshua. That's what we're studying here on the radio program. So why don't you grab your Bibles? I've got a song here that I'm going to play. And while that song's playing, grab your Bibles, and I'll be back just in a few minutes. Son of God, in all his innocence, you're walking in the dirt. What living is, he's acquainted with our grief. Man of sorrow, son of suffering, oh, blood and tears, how can it be? There's a God who weeps, there's a
There's a God who bleeds. Oh, praise the one who would reach for me. Hallelujah to the Son of Suffering. Your cross, my freedom, your stripes, my healing. In heaven, your blood still speaking, your love still reaching. All praise, King Jesus, glory to God forever. Oh, blood and tears, how can it be? There's a God who weeps, there's a God who. Oh, praise the one who would reach for me. Hallelujah to the Son of Suffering.
And that was Kayla Willing singing for us today, Son of Suffering. Very thankful for Kayla. Good to have her back home. She's had a very busy, busy year as she wrapped up her reign as Miss Maryland, and then she went off to, seemed like as soon as she crowned the new Miss Maryland, she was off to Europe and spent some time in Paris and Germany and Belgium, I believe, and then she was at Oxford University for a semester, and now she's back home, and she's off and running again this weekend. She's always something, but thank the Lord for her, appreciate her testimony and her witness. Especially in that song today. We turn our attention this morning to the fifth chapter of Joshua. And remember, the Israelites are preparing their takeover of the promised land. They have crossed the Jordan River. They've left 2.5 tribes on the other side of the Jordan, on the east side. And they are making their way across that of the land that God has promised them. And we know that as we left off last time, that the priest had stepped down into the Jordan River with the Ark of the Covenant. They had set up the memorial stones, reminders for them of God's faithfulness to them. And now they had eaten the Passover meal, and the manna now had ceased, which had been supplying them for the last 40 years as they wandered the desert. God had just provided for them everyday food. But now they eat the good of the land. They eat from that of the produce of the land. And at that point, when they started eating of the produce of the land, the manna ceased. It was up to them that they would farm and have their livestock, and they would be gatherers, and they would eat of which God had told them they would eat when they entered into Canaan land. But before that of the destruction of Jericho, because that's what's next on the list, God himself shows up in a theophany. That's what we'll call that, and we'll explain that a little bit more in a minute. The Bible tells us there in chapter 5, verse 13 of Joshua, it says, "And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries? So he said, No. But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, What does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, Take your sandals off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so." So we're going to pause there today, and we are going to take a look at and examine these three verses, that of the commander of the army of the Lord, the commander of the army of the Lord. Joshua's first battle was going to be the battle at Jericho. He would have to overtake that of that city, as that would be more or less a starting point for them, and they would spread out from that point on. But Jericho was highly fortified. It would not be an easy task, and we will get more into that next week when we speak about what the Lord had commanded them to do concerning Jericho. And we know, if we've got any Bible background, that there was some marching around the city for 7 days, and then the walls of Jericho fell. But what we see is that it could have been that Joshua was contemplating what he needed to do as the commander of Israel now, because it tells us when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man. So there's a figure of a man looking like him. And he stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. So you've got a man that is ready for battle. All right. So Joshua went to him and said, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" All right. So that's a good question, because here's this fella. Apparently he didn't look like anyone from Jericho. He certainly wasn't part of Joshua's group of people. So he was asked, okay, who are you for? Maybe this is an enemy of Jericho. Maybe they want to side up with us. They're going to help us out here. Or maybe it is somebody from Jericho or one of their allies that have come and, you know, getting ready to make some threats or something along that line to discourage them. So Joshua, he asked the question, are you on our side? You on their side? Where do you stand in this? Where do you stand? So the Lord, now listen, because that's important, because now it says, and the Lord said to and he said, "No, but as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." So note that he said, as Joshua would ask, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No." So Joshua's hope that it was going to be one or the other, that way he knew where he stood with this guy, that he could be friendly or he could be an enemy. But then he says, no, neither. For he says that he is, but as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. So he comes not on behalf of Israel, not on behalf of Jericho, but this man that we read thus far, this individual, that he comes as the commander of God's armies. That's who he comes as. He comes on behalf of him. So he comes as God would have him do. Now, we look and it says, "And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, 'What does my Lord say to his servant?'" So here we run into what I mentioned earlier on. Here's where we run into what we would consider as a theophany. A theophany is going to be when God himself shows up in a physical form. So we see the Lord doing this throughout Scripture. He would do it with Abraham. He would do it with Jacob. He would do it with Moses. Here he does it with Joshua. This is what we would call, as far as theology goes, in those theological terms, a theophany. It's God himself coming in a human form. Some have even gone as far to say that it's a Christophany, meaning that this was that of the Son of God in a pre-incarnate form. So it's that second person of the Trinity that comes in that particular form, such as a man, because that's how he describes him. He sees this man that stood before him. What gives us the understanding that it is just not an angel, but it is God himself. Because we can just take this, because what we see is that Joshua falls down and worships him. Now, that's happened on different occasions when angels have arrived, and we see that whether it be a particular individual or a prophet, that they would fall on their face before the angel and worship. And but the angel would say, "Hey, stop that. I'm not here to be worshiped. Angels, folks, are not to be worshiped." I want us to get that very clear today. We've got certain sects in Christianity that have this fatuation with angelic beings to the extreme that they would look to worship them. And friends, we are not to worship any of the heavenly host whatsoever. None. The only one we worship is God alone. So here, when we talk about this man, the commander of the army of the Lord, he says, "I have now come." Joshua fell on his face and worshiped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" We see here that Joshua was able to worship with no problem. There was no rebuke. There was no calling him out on it. Joshua was able to worship the Lord. And we again can recognize that this is God himself in a pre-incarnate state, that he has come in the form of a man here, and he shows himself to Joshua, and Joshua falls on his face to worship. And in doing so, that when he says, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" And then it tells us, when he falls down to worship, he's not rebuked for it. He's not told to stop that. I'm just an angel from heaven. You don't do that. But he's allowed to continue, and he asks the Lord, "What does my Lord say to his servant? What do you want me to do?" And that's what Joshua, what it's come down to. You've anointed me as the commander of Israel. I've now taken Moses' place. We're at this particular juncture of attacking this well-fortified, well-defended city. What do you want me to do? Tell me. What do you want me to do? Then the commander, verse 15, "Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, 'Take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy.' And Joshua did so." We have run across this before. We know that the Lord spoke to Moses from a what? From a burning bush. And we see that the Lord spoke to Moses from that burning bush. And what did he tell Moses? He said, take off your sandal, for the place where you're standing is holy. I've taught on this before and preached on it, that we talk about that where the Lord is, that it is holy. So this is holy ground. God is here. So this place is holy. It's a place that God himself has sanctified, has set apart. He has set apart, not only just by saying it is set apart for him, but he's there. And anywhere that God is, that place is holy. He's consecrated it that way. But noted that this was something, when we talk about the land, that now that Joshua stands on, that God had set that apart for his people, and that land was to be holy. And God himself says to Joshua, "Take off your sandal." for the place where you stand is holy. And then we see that Joshua responds in kind. He does. He takes his sandal off and is obedient to that of the Lord. Now, what we see that later on, that what's going to happen, that it tells us in chapter 6 that Jericho was shut up securely. Then the Lord said to Joshua, I've given Jericho over, and here's what I want you to do. But initially, what we see is that God has revealed himself to Joshua in the form of a human being, of a man. And then we note that as Joshua would fall down to worship, he would honor. He would want to know first, who are you? And then he says that he is the commander of the armies of the Lord. And then Joshua worships, and he asks the question, what do you want me to do? What's the next step here for me? And friends, I think it's a good principle that we have here within the scripture. We talk about the looming battle of Jericho, that Joshua himself would have to put the strategy out for the children of Israel, because he is the commander of the children of Israel. And he's looking for God to intervene for them. And here, what an opportune time. What do you want me to do? So there's a few things that you and I can take away, I believe, from this passage when we give it some thought and just meditate on it. There's a few things we can take away as born again believers in Jesus Christ when we look at what the Lord has his dealings with Joshua in the upcoming fight. The first thing is it's important that, friends, that we worship, that we acknowledge that God is truly God, that he is the creator of all things, that he is the giver of life. And with that we want to give God all of the reverence, the honor, the fear of which he is worthy of. We are to worship the Lord. We are to honor him. That is the most fundamental step for us as God's creation, is to worship the Creator. Not worship creation, not to worship angels, not to worship any of those kinds of other things. People, man, we can get these relics and we can make more out of them than what we should. We can hold on to rosary beads. They hold on to their crosses. They hold on, even some just cling, you know, like their Bible itself is some kind of, where it's been printed by whoever it may be, that has some kind of special power in and of itself. But remember, friends, our worship solely belongs to God alone. That's it. And that should be one of our everyday duties in our service to God, is worship. We say, well, I just thought, you know, Sunday, we just worship Sundays, right? Nope. Our lives as servants of God, it's an ongoing worship service for us. We may worship corporately on the Lord's Day, on Sunday, but we worship God every day. We honor God each and every day in times of prayer. Maybe for some, just take a little time to sing to the Lord. I know some of you like singing in your cars and doing that. And that's good to honor God. Taking time to be in his word every day to worship God in those moments that we have. And then Sunday, we gather together collectively and we worship God. We honor the Lord in a corporate, as the church. And then when we speak along those lines, as we've come to worship God, to give God the honor that he is due, then in turn, we, as we see what Joshua says, what do you want me to do? What does my Lord say to his servant? And that, again, is part of when we do our daily devotions, when we're together on, you know, like for us is Christ Fellowship, Sunday mornings, Sunday nights, Tuesday evenings. We get together for those times. What does the Lord have us to do? What does he want me to do? And the first thing is certainly when we just, in just a nutshell, it's going to be obedient. I read his word and I look at what God has to say about how I am to live my life before him and before others. And knowing that, yes, that there is always a battle that's ahead. There's always a fight for us as Christians. There's always a spiritual war that's going on. And we want to prepare ourselves. So I prepare myself in worship and I ask the Lord what he would have me to do. What does he want me to do? Because I know, and you've heard me teach this many times before, which is very biblically sound, friends, we fight the enemy of our souls, but he comes and goes. He's not a constant. He's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere all at once. So we know that battle is it can loom. We know we fight the world, and the world is ever present. The system of it, how it is. We face those things. We know that there are things that are just worldly and that we're not supposed to engage in, and we have to stand against those things. And then thirdly, folks, we not only fight the enemy of our souls, we not only defend against the things of this world, but we also fight that of our flesh. We are to crucify our flesh, and that again is a spiritual battle. And the Lord says, Josh would ask, what does my Lord say to do? And then he says, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. So there's a call here to respect that of the things of God. What he has called holy, let, as we read in the New Testament, let no man call common. And if God has sanctified that particular thing, set that apart for me, then I walk in that way that is certainly going to honor God. God has sanctified your life, if you're a saved person, me as a saved person. And we are to walk holy before him. That's the beginning of any preparation for battle, is being obedient to walk holy. People struggle a lot of times with their spiritual battles because they have not prepared ahead of time by walking holy with God. So let's walk away with that thought today. We talk about prepping ourselves for that of the battle ahead. My name is Steve Willing, and I pastor Christ Fellowship Bible Church here in Marion Station. If you'd like to contact us with any questions, comments, or prayer requests, please feel free to call 443-235-3618. You can drop us a note in the mail, 5910 Crisfield Highway, Marion Station, Maryland, 21838. You can also go to our Facebook page. You can check us out on YouTube. You can go to our podcast page, and you can find all of these at www.cfbc413.org. That's cfbc413.org. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week in the Lord Jesus Christ.